Greetings, brothers and sisters, Mrs. and Misters, dreadlocks and rastas. Reggae world music.
Music. This train is bound for Kingston, Jamaica. All aboard!
Hello and welcome in once again to Ian's House of Reggae. Here on www.reggaeworldmusic.com as we kick off the new year with another 60 minutes of fine Jamaican music, interspersed with the usual information, detail and trivia. And I'm going to start off by looking backwards, as the Feelings special that I put together at the end of last year proved to be a popular show, and one particular comment it garnered came from Benja in Chicago, who also goes under the name of Algorithm, and he suggested that if he'd compiled a track list, he would have included Ken Boo's impassioned cover version of Your Feeling Is Mine, which was originally an Otis Redding soul tune from 1967. And so, well, having mulled it over, I'm inclined to agree with you on that one, Benja. So here you go, better late than never, as this is Ken Booth.
Here comes a musical hitmaker from Jamaica, tall and handy, sweet like candy. Hit me now.
I hurt your feeling, and you hurt mine, yeah. But I still love you.
Ken Booth there with Your Feeling and Mine, which was produced by Leslie Kong and originally released on his Beverly's label back in 1971, and also came out on a Summit label here in the UK, and can now be found on a few Ken Booth compilations, such as a double CD Everything I Own on the Trojan label. And just to say that that one is dedicated to Benja, who also runs the impressive algorithm.org website, which, amongst other things, is a great online reggae rhythm directory and is particularly helpful when putting together the version excursions for this show. And so if you're interested in such things, then I can highly recommend that you... But now, over the last few weeks, the reggae world has been mourning the loss of some more legendary artists who have recently passed away. And so the majority of this show is going to be like an obituary page in a newspaper, where I'll be paying my respects to the recently departed. But before I get to that, I want to play a couple of recent reissues for you that I've been enjoying here in the House of Reggae. Although this first one, which is called Honey I Love, is less a reissue and more a long overdue release, as it was originally recorded way back in 1965 by Alton Ellis and the Flames at Duke Reed's newly opened Treasure Isle studio, and where, during the same year, they also recorded the anti-Rude Boy anthem, Dance Crusher. But whereas that one went on to become a perennial favourite, Honey I Love never saw the light of day, and has remained in the Treasure Isle vaults ever since. Well, until last year, that is, when the Trojan label started digging about amongst the old studio tapes, and discovered it for the first time. And so now, finally released on 7-inch vinyl 47 years later, this is Honey I Love. Honey I
Love. Now clap your hands and stomp your feet. This happens to be a tripwire dream.
Magnificent slice of late ska there, as that was Alton Ellis and the Flames with Honey I Love, which, as mentioned, they originally recorded back in 1965, but has only seen release for the first time a couple of months ago on extra thick 7-inch vinyl via the Trojan record label, and which you can now pick up direct from their website at www.trojanrecords.com/shop. Along with a couple of other previously unreleased Treasure Isle productions from the 1960s by the likes of the Paragons and Justin Hines and the Dominoes. And Trojan are promising that they have more of these lined up for release in 2013, and so I for one am certainly looking forward to hearing what else they have found on those old dusty tapes.
That is the wickedest sound I play.
And another reissue label that enjoys nothing more than rooting around old studio tapes, it's a Digi-Killer record label. And their monthly release schedule continued unabated throughout last year, where amongst the highlights included all 6 single releases from long-forgotten roots vocalist Keith S.I., more previously unreleased gems from Channel One, and 8 singles on a Foxfire label by Trevor Byfield and Clive Matthews, who were friends who grew up in Trenchtown together throughout the 1950s and 60s, and they began their respective recording careers in a deep roots era of the 70s, with Trevor recording the smoker's favourite Burning Bush, and Clive coming strongly with Apology and Live Not for Vanity. But the one I've picked out for you now is Clive's debut recording, which is a great sufferer's lament, where you can really feel his pain when he sings, "My Girl Has Gone."
My girl.
Beautiful tune, straight from the heart, as that was Clive Matthews with My Girl Has Gone, which was his debut recording from the mid-1970s and was originally released on the Percival label in Jamaica and has now just seen reissue on 7-inch vinyl on the Foxfire imprint via the Digikiller record label in New York City. And you can find out all about that release and all the others they've recently reissued by both Clive Matthews and Trevor Byfield at their website at digikillerrecords.blogspot.com.
Enough reggae music.
But now it's time for the promised eulogies, as sadly in the last few weeks of 2012, four legendary artists passed away, and they have, in their own way, all left their mark on the development of Jamaican music throughout the decades. And so first up is a sound system pioneer, Vincent Forbes, a.k.a. Duke Vin, who, born in 1928 and brought up in Kingston, became a selector on Tom the Great Sebastian's sound system in the early 1950s, which at that time was a number one sound in Jamaica. But in 1954, Vincent left the island alongside his good friend Count Suckle as they stowed away aboard a ship bound for England. And on arriving in this new and strange land, he didn't waste time, and within a year was putting together the very first Jamaican-style sound system in London, with a homemade amplifier and 10-inch speaker box. And naming himself Duke Vin, he would play out at house parties around West and South London to enthusiastic Jamaicans who wanted a taste of home. And soon his friend Count Suckle did likewise, and they arranged a very first sound clash in England in 1958, which Vin won with a hard-hitting selection of R&B scorchers. And in the following decade, with the emergence of Jamaica's own ska music, Vin took on residences in London's nightclubs, and soon found his audience expanding into the young white population, who were eager to hear these later sounds. And it was during this time, and in an effort to always stay one step ahead, he struck up deals with some of Jamaica's top producers for new and exclusive tunes. And one such deal resulted in Vin having the only known copy of a Derek Harriott-produced recording called The Tickler, which eventually became his own theme tune. And so, in honour and tribute to the groundbreaking sound system hero Duke Vin, here is the Tickler.
My soul is sharp, but as sweet as candy. They call me the Tickler.
Bring out the piano. Can you see the musical ambassadors getting
My sword is sharp, but as sweet as can be. They call me the Tickler.
The Tickler, which was recorded by Derek Harriott and the Crystalites, and for decades it remained unreleased, and you could only ever hear it being played exclusively by Duke Vin. But last year, the Dubstore record label got their hands on the original master tape and released it on 7-inch vinyl as part of their ongoing Derek Harriott reissue program. And so if you want a copy, then do go and visit their website at www.reggaerecord.com. Meanwhile, the originator and pioneer Duke Vin very sadly passed away on the 3rd of November here in London, and his funeral was a well-attended affair as it paid homage to both his Maroon heritage and, of course, his sound system legend, and which you can now view for yourself on YouTube in a fitting tribute called Death of a Soundman. And so, next up here in the House of Reggae, we come to the bass player Desmond Miles, who admittedly is not a household name, even in reggae circles, but back in the early 1960s he was a band leader of the Mighty Vikings, a hugely popular live act and backing group in the clubs and night spots around Jamaica. So much so that they were voted a number one group on the island in an RJR poll in 1965, the same year that they backed Joe Higgs on one of his greatest recordings, There's a Reward. And following this, Desmond and his group teamed up with Derek Harriott for a series of classic rocksteady releases, where they were credited as a Desmond Miles 7, and their releases featured the likes of guitarist Lynn Tate and trumpeter Bobby Ellis, as can be heard on this minor chord anthem called Step Softly.
This is your
Released in 1967, that was Step Softly by Bobby Ellis and the Desmond Miles 7, which was produced by Derek Harriott and released on his Crystal label in Jamaica and the Island label here in the UK, and has also recently seen a reissue on the 7-inch vinyl, once again via the Dubstore record label, whose ongoing Derek Harriott reissue programme also includes other singles credited to the Desmond Miles 7, like Now We Know and You Have Caught Me. But following their popularity throughout the 1960s, the group eventually split up and Desmond moved to Florida, where in the late 90s he reformed the Mighty Vikings and they started playing live once again. But sadly and unexpectedly, on the 11th of December he suffered a fatal heart attack, and one of the unsung bass playing heroes of Jamaica's rich musical history passed away.
Music is my occupation, good for meditation. Great for inspiration!
And so, speaking of bass playing heroes, November also witnessed the passing of one Bertram Ranchi McLean. Who is best known for providing the deep bass lines on many of the classic Channel 1 rockers tunes of the mid-1970s. But before this, he started out on his musical journey in the late 60s as both a singer, alongside Jerry Baxter in the Actions, and as a guitarist, initially in Ansel Collins' group, the RHT Invincibles, where alongside a young Sly Dunbar on drums and Lloyd Parks on bass, he recorded the great instrumental Night Doctor, which Lee Perry released on his classic Upsetter album in 1969. And this foursome gradually mutated over the next few years into Skin, Flesh and Bones, another highly respected live group in Jamaica, as they held a weekly residency at Dickie One's Tit for Tat Club in Kingston, where they mixed up funk and soul numbers alongside reggae rhythms, as can be heard on their great version of Al Green's Here I Am, Baby. wonderful funky reggae there, as you just heard the all-star lineup of Skin, Flesh and Bones, aka Ansel Collins on keyboards, Sly Dunbar on drums, Lloyd Parks on bass, and Ranchi McLean on the funky wah-wah guitar. As first up, that was Al Brown singing Here I Am Baby, which mutated into their instrumental version of Butter for Fish. And they were both produced by Dickie Wong and initially released on his Tit for Tat label in Jamaica in 1974. And so to hear these and more of Skin, Flesh and Bones from this era, then do check out the Trojan release CD titled Strictly Drum and Bass, The Roots of Sly and Robbie.
Strictly rubber dubbing at the pump. Strictly hard music. Explosion. Coming to the nation with version.
Which brings us nicely onto the next chapter of this group and Ranchi McLean's career. Because before there was Sly and Robbie, it was Sly and Ranchi. As around this time, Skin, Flesh and Bones were renamed as the Revolutionaries, as they became the house band at the newly opened Channel One studio on Maxfield Avenue. But with Lloyd Parks spending more time over at Joe Gibbs, Ranchi picked up the bass guitar, and his first sessions with his new instrument resulted in one of the greatest roots rock reggae albums of all time, The Mighty Diamonds, Right Time. And so here is my favourite track from that legendary album.
Remember when the round 6 months said, time I go train, yeah. Every gully I go run, yeah. Even my
thank you.
music, as that was the Mighty Diamonds, of course, with I Need a Roof, which was followed up by Rooftop Dub.
Dub, 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 dub,
which is taken from the 1976 Vital Dub album, and they were both recorded at the Channel One studio and initially released on the Well Charge label in Jamaica. And during this groundbreaking period, when Sly's drumming created a new rocker style of reggae, Ranch's bass playing can also be heard on other Channel 1 produced classics, such as John Holt's Up Park Camp, Leroy Smart's Ballistic Affair, and The Meditations' Woman is Like a Shadow. But when Robbie Shakespeare turned up and took over most of the bass playing duties at Channel 1, Ranchi moved across to record for Sonia Pottinger on albums like Marcia Griffiths' Naturally and Culture's Cumbolo, before picking up his guitar once more throughout the 1980s, where he recorded occasionally in the Roots Radix band and also with Jimmy Cliff's Oneness. But in 1998 he suffered a stroke which ended his musical career, and in recent years his health deteriorated again and he passed away on the 14th of November, leaving behind a wonderful legacy of quality Jamaican music that will certainly live on for many generations to come.
Ever since I was a youth, I've always been searching for the truth. But having been told so many lies, life like good music never dies.
And so I have one final obituary to share with you today, because on the 27th of December here in London, legendary singer, musician and producer Lloyd Chalmers died of a heart attack. And born Lloyd Tyrell in Trenchtown in 1946, his career spanned many different styles of Jamaican music throughout the 1960s and 70s. And as we are about to hear, he excelled at all of them, as starting out as a teenage vocalist alongside his friend Roy Willis, aka Teddy Chalmers. He formed The Chalmers, a soul-influenced duo who recorded for Sir Coxsondod, Duke Reid, Byron Lee and Prince Buster, just like on this single, which in actual fact is just Lloyd on his own and is called I'm Back. Great piece of Prince Buster produced ska music there, and credited to just The Charmer, that was called I'm Back, and initially came out on the Voice of the People label in Jamaica and the Bluebeat label here in the UK in 1964, and as far as I know has yet to see a reissue.
As it is, Mr. DJ, I love the way you really play, and the way you do it, believe me,
You keep me skanking all night and all day.
And so, although the Chalmers were quite prolific throughout the ska era, they never quite made it into the Premier League status of vocal groups, and so they split up in the middle of the decade. But Lloyd was to have decidedly more luck with his next move, as he joined forces with Keith Slim Smith and Jimmy Riley to form what would become one of the greatest vocal groups Jamaica has ever known, the Uniques. Where Lloyd can be heard harmonising alongside Jimmy behind Slim's aching falsetto on classic tracks like Gypsy Woman, Watch This Sound, and one of my all-time Desert Island discs, My Conversation.
All I need from you is a good conversation, conversation, 'cause it gives me sweet inspiration. And to tell you, I never felt this way before. I know there is some way today. Love your brothers, ooh, yeah. Love your sis. And to tell you, I must admit, you've got me thinking. You've got me thinking. There were times I thought that I was sinking. I was sinking. But I'll always want to be in that position where I can see more clearly, where I can see more clearly. That you've got me thinking, you've got me thinking. There were times I thought that I was sinking, I was sinking. But I'll always want to be in that position where I can see more clearly. Love your brothers, my friend. Love your sisters. Love your brothers and your sisters.
Does music ever sound sweeter than the Uniques' My Conversation? I think not. And produced by Bunny Lee, that was initially released on his Lee's label in Jamaica and the Island label in the UK in 1968, and can now be found on a multitude of compilations, including the Pressure Sound label's Watch This Sound release.
Right now, we've been wonderful, surrounded by all these bubble of talent.
And playing the distinctive piano tinkle on My Conversation was in fact drummer Winston Grennan. But it was during this period that Lloyd started teaching himself to play the keyboards as he began trying to expand his musical knowledge. And it was during a long session for Bunny Lee in October 1968 that he had a direct influence on the future of Jamaican music. As at that now legendary session, Lloyd played either piano or keyboards on a number of groundbreaking early reggae tunes like Lester Sterling's Bangarang, Max Romeo's Wet Dream, and Slim Smith's cover version of The Temptations' Everybody Needs Love, where Lloyd's driving keyboard leads the track on one of the very first up-tempo early reggae tunes. Bit of piano over the top of his own keyboard lines. That was Lloyd Chalmers leading the Hippie Boys with their instrumental version of Slim Smith's Everybody Needs Love, which you also heard a little bit of there. And that second cut was initially released on Lloyd's instrumental album Reggae Is Tight on Trojan Records, and later appeared on the compilation album Psychedelic Reggae on the Tribute label, which gathers together a number of Lloyd Chalmers-led instrumental versions, which he recorded with the Hippie Boys in 1969.
This station rocked the nation with sound vibration.
And so, by this stage of his career, and with Slim Smith now an established solo artist, Lloyd Chalmers went solo himself and started producing his own recordings. And he hit the zeitgeist full on with a series of ultra slack tunes like Bang Bang Lulu and Birth Control, which became huge international bestsellers when they were gathered together for the Censored album, which he released under the name Lloydy and the Lobites, and which left little to the imagination for anyone who liked their reggae a little bit rude. And so, oh, all right then, here you go. Here's a song about Doris and her cat.
What are you trying to say, boy?
If you want to know, just listen to this.
Doris, the pussy dirty. Doris, you wash off that pussy.
You know, my wife dirty all the time.
Doris, go right in that bathroom and wash off that pussy. Right now, come on.
Thank you.
Darius, you know I don't mean that, you know.
Some of you out there who say I don't play enough slack tunes on this show. So that was for you, as that was Lloydie and the Lobites with Birth Control, which Lloyd produced himself and initially released on his own Splash label in Jamaica, and also the Pama label here in the UK, where it can also be found on his Censored album. And finally, any fans of Two Tone Ska will recognise that rhythm as being the inspiration behind the Specials, Too Much, Too Young.
Lord of mercy.
But as the 1970s dawned, Lloyd started up a very productive cooperative alongside Ken Booth, B.B. Seaton and Busty Brown, where they would regularly record with each other in various duets and combinations, and then share the resulting proceeds between themselves. And it was his work with Ken Booth in particular that proved most fruitful, as Lloyd was now being highly influenced by the soul music coming out of America, and he started producing Ken on a series of cover versions, like Ain't No Sunshine, Let's Get It On, and Is It Because I'm Black? Birdie never forgot his roots, as can be heard on this one, which became a tribute to their island home, as this is Ken Booth with Black, Gold and Green. Black.
This one is for all conscious youth and youth. You know, youth with rugs, man, I hate man, and I know the man, man, where.
There is a land of pure beauty where blessing awaits for us all. And if your heart is clean, I know you will redeem in the land of the black, gold, and green. It is a land that is holy, the holiest land you'll ever see. And if we unite as one, I know we can understand about the land of the black, gold and green. Bertie.
of the black, gold and green. Holy, 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 the holiest land you'll ever see. Holy, 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 yes, it's a land of liberty. Yes, the land of the black, gold and green. Our beautiful land, the black, gold and green.
Our a beautiful tune named after the Jamaican flag, as that was Ken Booth with Black, Gold and Green, which was produced by Lloyd Chalmers and initially released on the Soulbeat label in Jamaica and the Trojan label here in the UK in 1973, where it also became the title track of one of Ken's albums for the Trojan label. And this partnership hit the big time the following year with the international bestseller Everything I Own, which topped the UK pop charts. And their follow-up of Lloyd's self-penned number Crying Over You also went top 20. And during this period, Lloyd also produced other classics like Marcia Griffiths' Sweet Bitter Love and Bob Andy's Fire Burning, as well as a hugely adventurous debut album by Ras Michael and the Sons of Negus, who, going under the name of Dadawa, recorded the genre-busting Peace and Love. And the production on this album, along with so much of Lloyd's work, displayed his versatility, ambition and willingness to experiment that marked him out as an artist of incredible talent and vision. And so I'm going to leave you now with one more Lloyd Chalmers produced gem from the mid-1970s, as here is Delroy Wilson updating the Wailers tune, I'm Still Waiting.
I'm still waiting.
Mercy on me, baby.
I'm still waiting.
I need your love every, every, every day.
I'm still waiting.
I need it along the way, oh baby. I'm still waiting. Oh yeah. Set up my feet, won't keep me up anymore. Oh yeah, every little beat my heart beats, girl. Oh yeah, it's out of your door. Oh yeah, I just wanna love you, and I never, never gonna hurt. Girl, uh-huh. So why won't you come on to me now, girl? Can't you see I'm under your spell? But I got to know why, girl. Whoa, 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 why, girl? Uh-huh. And oh my gosh, the rain falling, and I just can't stop falling.
I'm still waiting,
and I'm still waiting for you, baby.
I'm still waiting, I'm still waiting,
and I'm still waiting, waiting here for you.
As cool as ice, as that was Delroy Wilson with I'm Still Waiting, which was produced by Lloyd Chalmers and initially released on his LTD label in Jamaica in 1976, and was also the opening track on Delroy's Sarge album the same year. And it was around this time that Lloyd relocated to London, where he continued in the music business both as an artist and producer. But as mentioned, he passed away just 2 days after Christmas, and reggae music lost another all-time legend who contributed so much to its development over the years and to its enjoyment around the world. And so, although today's show might seem a little depressing, I'm sure that the music that these great artists created and promoted, and which I've just given you a little flavour of today, will live on for a long time and continue to be enjoyed for many decades to come. So, thanks very much for tuning in, and if you want to hear more, then you can check out some of the old shows at the homepage at houseofreggae.podomatic.com, or drop by every Friday from 8 p.m. UK time for the live show at www.reggaeworldmusic.com for some more fine Jamaican music here in Ian's House of Reggae.
House of Reggae. House of Reggae. House of Reggae. House of Reggae. House of Reggae. House of Reggae.